The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm a train guy.
The disaster is unfolding in slow motion after that train derailment in Ohio.
Breaking news in Montgomery County. That's where a massive train derailment has left one person dead.
A train derailment in Spartanburg County. Some of the train cars came off the tracks.
We are learning the train was carrying more toxic chemicals than first reported.
I would say a pattern is beginning to take shape.
A pattern, sir?
A villainous pattern indeed.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Among the people upset by this, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, she came out and said, we need congressional inquiries, direct action from Pete Buttigieg to address this tragedy.
And what's the best you can do?
The best I can do is
way too many stories of infrastructure where you got often a neighborhood of color that finally sees the project come to them, but everyone in the hard hats don't look like they came from anywhere near the neighborhood.
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, and we're waiting for the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, Mr. Trump.
Thank you, Howie. Thank you very much. It's an honor, always an honor with you.
And, you know, we're broadcasting here from Newsmax in Boca Raton, and I know you've been supporting Newsmax. And is there anything you want to say to our listeners and our viewers here today about Newsmax and its struggles with DirecTV and AT&T?
Well, I think AT&T is a disgrace that they allowed this to happen, and a lot of people are very angry at AT&T, and they should be, and, you know, they know what to do with their anger. You don't do business with them or something. They can make up their own minds. But I think it's a disgrace. And what they've done to Newsmax and OAN, by the way, the same thing, you know, conservative voices. And Chris Ruddy at Newsmax, he's done a fantastic job. And then you have DirecTV, which is essentially owned, I guess, or controlled by AT&T. And, you know, they're trying to censor the conservative voices. They've done a fantastic job at Newsmax. And to have a large portion of people taken off the air for political reasons is disgraceful.
And they're the one cable channel that broadcasts your rallies over the weekends, and now people can't get that on cable TV or satellite
TV.
Well,
a smaller number, Howie, because you know it's not all of Newsmax, fortunately, but it's a percentage of Newsmax, and it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. AT&T. They've done it for political reasons because Newsmax was actually doing very well. So they've done it for political reasons, and I think they're paying a big price for it. We'll see.
I got to ask you about the balloons or the objects. First they said you had allowed the balloons to go over the United States. Then they said, well, you didn't know the balloons were there. Just give me your reaction to the way all this has been handled, the changing stories, just everything that's happened. How would you grade the Biden administration on the balloons/objects?
So what they do is good in two ways in terms of their talent. They cheat on elections better than anybody that anyone's ever seen before in history, certainly in the history of our country. They cheat on elections, number one, and they have disinformation like Russia, Russia, Russia. For 2.5 years, it was all about Russia, Russia. Now everybody's admitted it was a hoax. And the same thing with the balloons. China's taunting the United States. They would have never done it with me. We never had a balloon or anything else come over from China. They know it. And they went through everybody. They went through everybody and nobody, not one person said it was true. They made it up to make themselves look better. That's all it is. It was just like a Russia hoax or the Mueller witch hunt or all of the witch hunts that continue to go on. They're a disgrace. They thought they could tamp it down because it's terrible what's happening. China is toying with us right now. They're playing games with us right now because they don't respect our leader and they don't respect our leadership.
Would you have shot the balloon down? At what point would you have shot the first balloon down?
I wouldn't have had to shoot it down because it never would have happened. Just like the Ukraine being attacked, if you take a look at Ukraine being attacked by Russia, that would have never happened. Would have never happened. Putin wouldn't have done it. He would have known better, and he wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't have sent balloons if I was president. And yeah, well, the answer is yeah, I would have shot it down. But I would have shot it down before it crossed the country and got all the information. All the information was sent. They waited.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's better to shoot it down over land because now they're trying to figure out where is it out at sea. It's, you know, it's like the whole thing is crazy. So it would have been better off. And it breaks up when it hits the sea. You know, that's almost like land when you're coming in at that kind of speed. I don't know if you know that or not, but the sea, yeah. The water is almost like land when you're coming in at that kind of velocity.
I got to ask you about the Seymour Hersh story that was in Substack. You know Seymour Hersh. He wrote the My Lai,
yeah.
Abu Ghraib. And now he has written a story that says that that the Biden administration blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline from Russia to Germany. I just want to do you believe that story?
Well, first of all, the Nord Stream, I had it stopped. You know, he approved it. Now, I don't know nobody knows who to believe in this whole thing. I mean, there's a number of people that could have done it. The one group that wouldn't have done it is Russia. They were trying to put a disinformation, Russia did it. Well, Russia wouldn't have done it because they're the beneficiaries of this thing. And I mean big beneficiaries. But I had it stopped. I ended Nord Stream 2. When Biden came in, one of the first acts he signed was to have it open. And then he's going to blow it up. So I don't know. You know, based on that, I'm not so sure. I don't know. I would say that I don't have a lot of confidence that it was the United States. It doesn't even sound like the United States. And
who would it have been then?
Biden has been so nice to China and so nice to Russia, to be honest. I don't know that it was us. It could have been somebody else.
You know, Mike Pence was subpoenaed by the special counsel, this guy Jack Smith, and people are saying that they're definitely coming after you on January 6th. What's your feelings about where the special counsel's investigation is going right now, Jack Smith, and your feelings about him himself?
We didn't do anything wrong. January 6th was a massive number of people that showed up with love in their heart, but very, very upset over the rigged election. We didn't do anything wrong at all. In fact, I just put out a statement that you'll be getting, a large statement, many pages, showing all of the things that we did, all of the positive things. Nancy Pelosi turned down the soldiers. You know, I offered them thousands of soldiers, and she turned it down along with the mayor of D.C. If they would have had this, so this is 3-4 days before, if they would have had the soldiers out there, even a small percentage of them, it wouldn't have happened. They turned it down. It's her fault. And we did absolutely nothing wrong on January 6th. You understand that. But you'll be reading, and your viewers and listeners will be reading, and your show is great, by the way, but your listeners will be reading what we put out literally in, I would say, 10 minutes ago. You'll see it's a really great statement. And it talks about what I did. It talks about the tweets that I put out at the time, the tweets.
Right.
And now we have the truth, because truth is hotter than anything. Truth is doing unbelievable. I hope all of your listeners are on truth, because that's the hot one. It's doing
you're not going back to Twitter.
Well, you know, I have, I guess, close to 100 million people that are, and they tried to stymie me. It's a large number of people, and they're all waiting. But truth is doing so great. I think I get the word out. But look, I like what Elon Musk is doing. He's exposed all of the crimes that took place. He's exposed what took place with the FBI and Twitter, where they suppressed the vote and therefore rigged the election. Another form of rigging, but just no different than ballot stuffing. So I like what he's doing. But truth has been so successful. And when I put out a truth, it's called Truth Social. When I put out a truth, everybody is seeing it.
You know, you saw this thing that the Washington Post did about the 51 intelligence community officials saying the laptop was Russian disinformation, and now James Clapper, your old friend, the DNI is saying, well, we never said it was Russian disinformation. And he's basically, he's telling a different story now than he told on TV. Well, I mean, what do you make of this, that these guys are trying to say, well, they never said it was Russian disinformation? What's your thought? And then Biden said it in the last debate that it had been debunked.
Yeah.
What's your thought about what they did to you on the laptop?
Again, it was total Russia disinformation. And if the FBI didn't get involved, and if big tech would have put it out, and if the media would have put it out outside of the New York Post, if the media would have put it out, they say it made a 17-point difference in the vote. And I didn't need that because they cheated in so many other ways also. But this was pure voter theft, what they did. And, you know, they don't even have anything to say. And you could ask one other question. How about McGonigal, the man that was in charge of the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax? They just arrested him for receiving massive amounts of money from Russia. Can you believe that?
I did.
How about that one?
I saw that one. I've always wondered about this one, though. Why Bill Barr was your AG. Christopher Wray was your FBI director. They knew that the FBI had this laptop for 10 months. Why didn't they step forward when the 51 so-called intelligence officials put out this lie that it was Russian disinformation? Why didn't Barr and Wray step out and say it's real?
Well, Bill Barr was very afraid of being impeached. You remember the Democrats were saying, we're going to impeach Bill Barr, we're going to impeach Bill Barr. And once he heard the word impeached, and I said, they did it to me twice and my numbers went up. Once he heard the word impeached, he was useless. He was afraid to go after the voter integrity things, of which it was massive. All you have to do is take a look at True to Vote, where they found millions and millions of votes where they stuffed the ballot boxes. That's all they have to do. Look at that. But now you look at the FBI, what happened, and with Google, it looks like, too, with Google and with Facebook and with it looks like it happened with all of them. You know, we started off with Twitter, with the Twitter files. But he was afraid of being impeached. What a sad situation. And Christopher Wray was recommended by Sloppy Chris Christie, big slob. And, you know, how's that one working out? So it's just one of those things. But Bill Barr was so afraid of being impeached. He was gutless. And unfortunately, you know, some people don't disagree that from his own standpoint, from the standpoint of his family, he didn't want to be impeached. I guess people can understand that, but we need courageous people to turn back the Marxists and the communists, because that's what we're dealing. You know, we're dealing with that, but the train never stopped. The train has never stopped. It never stopped at the socialism station. It passed socialism. You understand what I mean by that, Howie?
Yeah, it's going all the way, you're saying.
Socialism. Yeah. No, they just went right to Marxism. I mean, they're Marxists, they're communists. What's happening to this country with the border? I had the safest border in the history of our country, and now we have the most unsafe. Now we have the worst border in the history of the country. We have the worst border in the history, perhaps, of any country. Any country. There's no third world country, in my opinion, that's ever had a border like that. If they had to use sticks and stones to stop them. But we
got
have
a bit,
millions.
Mr. President,
I think it's going to be 15 million people.
We're almost out of time. I just want to let you respond to the State of the Union. Biden said we've whipped inflation now, to coin a phrase. He said food inflation was down. It was on the right track. Today, the inflation report came out. It's back again, going way up. Do you want to say one last thing about inflation and what Biden said at the State of the Union?
Inflation is out of control. Everything's out of control. The border, Afghanistan, the way they got out of Afghanistan, the most embarrassing thing in our history. The country is out of control. We're a failing nation. We're a failing country. We're a nation in decline. And I'm running hard, and we're going to turn it back, and we're going to make America great again. Very simple.
And you're not afraid of Nikki Haley, I dare say.
Not too afraid of Nikki, no. She said, I'll never vote against the president. I'll never run against our president. He's the best president we've ever had. And she said that a lot. And then she runs. No, not at all concerned. I wish her well. I told her to follow her. She called me. I said, go follow your heart.
All right, Mr. President, it's great to talk to you. It's always great to talk to you. It's always great to see you at Mar-a-Lago, and I look forward to seeing you again very shortly. And thank you so much, and thanks for your support of Newsmax. We really appreciate it here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thanks, Howie. See you
thanks.
Soon.
Thanks. That's President Donald J. Trump. We'll talk about what he said, 844-500-4242. The FDA has declared an extreme shortage of antibiotics amid exploding cases of respiratory infections. And not just here at home. This is impacting the entire globe. With storms, shortages, pandemics, and supply chain issues, we need to be prepared now more than ever. That's why I have the Jace case from Jace Medical. Jace Medical is simple. You go online, fill out a form, and then you get a prescription for life-saving medications right to your doorstep. The Jace case from Jace Medical is a pack of five different antibiotics that you can choose to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, and skin infections, among others. Just go to jacemedical.com and take a few minutes to complete your physician encounter. It will be reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medications will be dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. You'll be glad to have the Jace case. Go to jacemedical.com and enter code Howie at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Howie at jasemedical.com. That's jasemedical.com and use promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently, and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
(844) 500-4242-508 says, wow, what a great surprise. We love you, President Trump. Never give up. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, who is the most serious of these GOP future also-run presidential candidates? Nikki Haley, Chris Sununu, Tim Scott, Larry Hogan, or Mike Pompeo?
I think Mike Pompeo.
48% say Mike Pompeo, 28% say Nikki Haley, 18% say Tim Scott, 6% say Chris Sununu, 0% say Larry Hogan.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a good sample. Craig, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, how's it going, Howie?
Good.
Yeah, calling from Maine. I was just listening on the radio about DirecTV with Donald Trump, how you can't get it anymore. The same thing happened to me a couple of weeks ago. So I went to Dish, and Dish still has it on Dish Satellite.
Yeah.
So I just scheduled next week to have it. I don't know if you or the audience knew that, but
oh, that's good. I knew that Dish has. I think Dish is cheaper too than DirecTV.
Yeah, it's about the same. They get coming and going. They'll give you one, and they'll drop something else. Yeah, but you're locked in for 3 years with Dish too. They won't change the price, so that's
wow.
Pretty good.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, AT&T, since they got rid of Newsmax, they've lost $10 billion in market capitalization. Of course, it's been kind of a downtime in the market, but, you know, still, that's, you know, the old saying, get woke, go broke. So it's I'm glad he's supporting the attempt to get back on Newsmax. And as I said, you can still get his speeches, but you know, with 13 million people fewer have access to his speeches now live than did before, and it is just it's unfortunate because there's so many stations that so many channels on satellite or cable, and yet they took Newsmax off. All right, we'll be back. We'll take some calls on what President Trump had to say. I thought he might go for the Nord Stream question and say that he believed it, but I think that was a very tempered answer, a very wise answer, not to say that he believed Seymour Hersh's story, although I tend to believe it myself. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Is it the view of the president's communications team that he is equally adept in all settings in terms of communications, or are there some that played a greater strength, some where he probably isn't as strong, etc.?
I will tell you this, the president is the best communicator that we have in the White House.
Actually, that may be true, but that says more about the White House than it says about, I mean, if you include like Kamala and KJP, and but they have a new comms director. His name is Ben LeBolt, and it's very, very important. KJP wanted us to know that he's the first gay White House communications director. That's the most important thing, after all. You know, right? Can we all agree on that? 844-500-4242. 513 says, my family and I are black conservatives in Ohio. We love your show, Howie. We listen all the time. We love President Trump and we'll vote for him again when he runs. Thanks so much for the interview. It was great. And then 419, the price of Dish may be okay, but most of the programs they have on are garbage. Is that Dish's fault? What about the old song, 57 channels and there's nothing on? I mean, when Newton Minow was head of the FCC 60-plus years ago, there were three or four channels, and he said it was a vast wasteland. And he was right then. So now there's 400 channels instead of four, and it's a vaster wasteland. 844-500-4242. 413, words cannot describe how much I miss President Trump, 45, forever. 508, I almost had an accident when he called Christie a fat slob. I miss him. I wasn't in the car, but I about fell out of my chair laughing. I've heard him call him Sloppy Chris before, but I never heard him call. I can't remember calling him a slob. That's a great word, slob, isn't it? I got an email from a friend of mine saying it was great to hear him on the show again. 844-500-4242. What do you think about Trump's comments about Ron DeSantis and his physique? He started calling him Meatball Ron, or Ron Meatball Ron, I guess. I didn't want him to get into. I wanted to get a bunch of different issues this time. Well, I think we'll probably have him on again. That interview turned out pretty well. I'll try to get him back on again. That was fun. 844-500-4242, 513. I wish you had more time to ask him what he thought of the job McCarthy is doing. Maybe next time. I wanted to ask him too about I didn't have time about Jordan and the hearings with the FBI whistleblowers. We had the George Hill on yesterday, the former FBI intelligence analyst from Boston, and he's going back to D.C. to testify. And I wanted to ask him about Bank of America in particular. You know, giving all those January 6th documents to the FBI. I mean, just outrageous behavior, outrageous, and probably. I don't know if it's illegal per se, but you know, I think it would certainly open them up to a class action lawsuit. I don't know how far it would get, but it seems like somebody should do that to just go after them. You know, giving up information voluntarily on their clients. It's a breach of trust, if nothing else, what they did. 844-500-4242. Madeline, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Madeline.
Hi. This is Mad from Arizona.
Yes.
I wanted to put in my take for the alien thing.
Yes.
I think they're kind of pushing the aliens like a red balloon. Here, look at this, not over here.
Right, wag the dog.
They're not going to tell us what it really is.
Well, I mean, do you think they're just trying to change the subject from all the bad economic news, the bad fentanyl news, the wide open southern border, all the disasters that President Trump just outlined. I mean, they don't want to, they don't want to talk about any of those things. I mean, this is kind of like you know, it's not really amusing because the spy balloon was taking pictures of the missile silos, but it's somewhat less serious than other problems that are facing the country, I think. And I think they would rather talk about this than just about these train accidents. These things are really terrible, and it's getting worse too. I mean, the health concerns grow as more toxic chemicals revealed on derailed Ohio train than first made public. So it's about 50 cars on a Norfolk Southern Railroad train derailed. This was 11 days ago in the small town of East Palestine, Ohio. And they're saying it was caused by a broken axle. Initially concerned about the presence of vinyl chloride, a highly volatile, colorless gas produced for commercial uses. Another of the substances released was phosgene, a gas deployed as a chemical weapon across the First World War battlefields. That's when they outlawed poison gas. It's a weapon of war. You can be tried as a war criminal if you release it on a battlefield. A list of the cars involved in the derailment reveals several more toxic chemicals than first made apparent during the crash. Among the substances were, I can't pronounce all the, ethylene glycol monobutyl ether, ethyl hexyl acerlite. I won't even go into all these things. But one resident in the town of North Lima, about 10 miles from the train derailment, reported that her 6 chickens had died in the days after the fire. "My chickens were perfectly fine before they started this burn." They were burning the chemicals. "As soon as they started the burns, my chickens slowed down and they died."
Chickens.
Taylor Holzer, a registered fox keeper who lives outside the evacuation perimeter, told the local TV station all of his foxes were sick and one had died. Dead fish were also observed floating in local streams, with activists now calling for a fuller, more public admission of the exact nature of the polluting cargo. And they've also had these derailments, and similar derailments, not as bad, I don't think, at least we haven't been told thus far, in South Carolina and Texas. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. Howie is no bigger Trump supporter than me, but I have to say I don't want to see him getting into a pissing contest with DeSantis. DeSantis is a good man. I like what he said about he's not going to fight back and forth with Trump. He's going to concentrate on Biden, and I hope Trump does the same thing. I think if he gets going with DeSantis, it's going to hurt him.
Yeah, apparently 603 just texted me and said that Trump has said that the meatball Ron story was fake news, that he never called DeSantis meatball Ron. But I'm with you. I want I would like them to concentrate their fire on Biden. There's so much material there, and the fact that this new latest poll that came out today saying only 12% of Democrats want Biden to run again. That's a pretty clear indication of. But the thing is, I don't see who's going to run against Biden. Number one, they don't have a bench. You know, it's not going to be Kamala Harris that runs against them. And Buttigieg, he's the flavor of the month because he's gay, but he's utterly incompetent, as he's proven, and he's tone deaf. He one reason he dropped out was because he had zero black support in South Carolina. He just doesn't connect with black audiences. He didn't connect with his black constituents when he was running South Bend, Indiana, which I believe is a smaller city than Worcester, Massachusetts. So it's not exactly super large metropolitan area. It's a city, but it's not real big, and he's been totally incompetent. As the Secretary of Transportation, Gavin Newsom, I guess, could raise money, and he's related to Nancy Pelosi for what that's worth. But his record is abysmal. His state is a basket case. So who's left? Who does he run? Who runs against him? But you know, the thing is, I was thinking about it today. I was talking with a friend of mine today. I had breakfast with him. We were talking about, you know, who would run against the against Biden. And I recalled 1968, you know, Eugene McCarthy was the senator from Minnesota. And he was the anti-war senator. And he decided to get into the race. And everybody thought it was just, you know, just a vanity campaign. He wasn't running for re-election that year. He wasn't up for another 2 years. So it was a free shot. And he just was going up there and raise a little money. And he got 43% of the vote in New Hampshire against LBJ. Everybody was shocked. And it was like, you know, it was like a, you know, in a prize fight, you know, the heavy, the favorite, you know, he gets a cut. They open the cut. And all of a sudden he's bleeding, and they just and everybody sees that he's bleeding. And so Bobby Kennedy was in the race a week later, and LBJ was gone in a matter of weeks after he won the New Hampshire primary. But McCarthy, the underdog, got 43% of the vote. And I just wonder, you know, is someone going to try to step up and be McCarthy? But the Democrat Party is different now. It marches in lockstep. Trump is onto something with that, President Trump, when he says, you know, it's not like the old Democrat Party where you had factions. They're all, it's all just one faction. They very seldom break ranks. And if you break ranks, like Tulsi Gabbard, you will be destroyed. You will be canceled. You will be called a Russian agent by Hillary Clinton. And that's the way it is. 917 says, you keep saying they don't have a bench, seemingly not understanding it doesn't matter. It's all identity politics and not about issues. Well, I guess you're right that it's hard to believe that it's all about identity politics. But again, this thing about KJP saying that the new comms director, the most important thing is that he's gay. I mean, is that really the most important thing? I guess it is to them. But what does it matter? Doesn't competence matter? I mean, I'm not even going to say character. That's kind of a moot point with Democrats. But how about competence? How about just being able to get the job done? I mean, you know, how many boxes does KJP check? Lesbian, black, immigrant. And yet she can't pronounce Nord Stream. She can't pronounce Nobel. She can't pronounce Canada. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you doing? I want to ask you a question. If McCarthy do great job in 2 years, do you think McCarthy can tell the California people vote for Trump and we can win California?
No. No way. There are 40 congressmen in California, and, you know, he's one of them. He represents probably less than 3% of the state, Mr. Garcia. I don't think he has that much clout. He has more clout on Capitol Hill than he does in California, Mr. Garcia. I mean, it's a nice thought, but you know, I don't think that's the way it's going to be. The thing about California is, it's like a lot of states that you know, the heartland of California still remains Republican, but the coastal areas, the big cities, are all super Democrat, and they're super Democrat majorities. And it's the same way in Massachusetts. I mean, to a lesser degree, but you know, I mean, geographically speaking, I'd say at least half of Massachusetts is red. You know, it's maybe not for Jeff Deal, but for a decent presidential candidate, it would be. And but the big cities, the Bostons, the Worcesters, the Springfields, Lawrence, Lowell, they're all so Democratic, it just, you know, it outweighs the suburban rural areas. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. 844-500-4242. I've been taking Balance 7 for years now, and I love it. My listeners love it too. Pamela says, I've been using Balance 7 for the past couple of years. I was experiencing heartburn. I took a dose right away and had instant relief. Now I keep a small bottle in my fridge at work. Katie wrote, Balance 7 helps calm my heartburn. When I have a cocktail or two, I take Balance 7 before bed and I wake up feeling great. Another listener wrote about her sister-in-law who suffers from chronic back and hip pain. Balance 7 helps her stay active and improves her flexibility while training a young puppy. Stop procrastinating. Order Balance 7 right now. I've been getting it. I've been paying for it for almost 2 years now because it works for me and it will work for you just like it works for all these listeners. When you place your first order with code Howie, you'll receive $15 off and get free shipping. Order today at balance7.com. That's balance7.com, promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Zach, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, Howie. It's an honor to speak with you. Appreciate you having me. I just want to talk real quick about how China and Bill Gates are buying our farmland.
Right. China's bought, 75,000 acres, I think? 75,000 acres? It doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a bad trend, isn't it?
It's just bad enough that our government is willing to sell our farmland to a country full of communists who hate us and who would love to attack us whenever they could.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's very disconcerting, and the congressmen and senators from those states where they're buying it up have been very concerned. But again, they're Republicans. The Democrats seem to have no problem whatsoever about what's happening. Thanks for the call, Zach. 844-500-4242-508, talking about KJP. This is what happens when you hire on equity. You had a trans head of nuclear waste. What happened with that? Oh, that's right. He was stealing luggage from airport. KJP was hired because she's a black lesbian and a woman, at least with Jen Psaki. She put the effort into it. You know, she was prepared for Steve Ducey to ask her, you know, a hard question. What a joke this all is. Yeah. I read today someone had a good line about this guy, Sam Brenton, the guy who was fired. He said he had a lot of baggage. The problem was it was somebody else's baggage. It was women's luggage that he was stealing from
ha,
a...
Ha, ha, ha.
844-500-4242. So KJP is, she's now talking about how great Biden is doing. You heard that cut about how he's the best communicator in the White House, and you know what? She's probably right about that. So here you want lies? I mean, they keep talking about disinformation. Where is the disinformation, the Mary Poppins of disinformation, when you really need her? Listen to this cut, cut 10.
Inflation came down for groceries and food at home last month. Gas prices are down about 160 from their peak. Real wages are up, as I mentioned moments ago, over the last 7 months for working families.
None of that's true. None of that's true. Real wages have been down 22 months in a row. You know, it doesn't matter if your pay goes up $10 if the cost of supporting yourself goes up $15. You've suffered a net loss. How stupid do they think we are? All of us. 844-500-4242. This is what I always like. Biden says this a lot. But, the scary thing is sometimes I think they're telling the truth. Cut 7.
Numbers came out today that show a monthly decline in real wages as well as an annual decline in real wages. Administration officials have said growing real wages is an important marker for the economy. How do you view the setback in today's numbers?
So a couple of things. I do want to say that what we have said many times is that we believe that the president's economic plan is indeed working.
It is. The country's being destroyed. You notice the guy points out that wages are down, real wages are down, and she just goes on and says, we just played the cut earlier. She says real wages are up. That's a lie. I'm Howie Carr.